You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online at kexp.org. My name is Charlize, host of Audio Oasis, and it's now time for live music by Strange Wilds on KEXP. We'll be right back. 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to live music by Strange Wilds, and they are performing songs from their new album that just came out last week, and it's called Subjective Concepts. Out on Sub Pop, it's really, really great all the way through. Love listening to it. Thank you guys so much for coming to the show.
Thanks.
Yeah. So when I was reading about you guys, I found out that you guys used to be called Wet, and I totally remember that band. And you guys were here and played on Sonic Reducer. And for anyone who is interested, listeners, you can actually go back to the archive and listen to their session. And I hope you guys enjoyed that session, because now everybody's going to go back and listen to it.
Alan wasn't playing drums on that session, so.
Oh, right. You're the new drummer.
The new guy.
Yeah.
Don't fault him.
You're having a good time in the band, though, right?
Yeah, I'm having a great time, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And so Steven and Sean, you guys met in Boise?
No, Olympia.
Olympia. But one of you guys is from Boise.
I'm from Boise.
Okay.
And, like, came and played a show in Olympia, and that's why I met Steven.
And then you guys... How did everything happen? How did the band come to form?
Sean moved to Olympia to go to school at Evergreen. And I had just got out of a couple of bands, and I wanted to start a more serious thing. And so I asked Sean to play bass in it.
You wanted to start a more serious thing?
Yeah, I mean, mostly I, you know, just play like punk bands, and everyone's just kind of like their side thing while they go to school or like they work a job. And I wanted to try something where you toured a lot, you know, did a lot of stuff.
It's really easy to spread yourself really thin when you're involved in any punk scene, but
it tends
to happen in the Northwest quite a bit.
Everyone like plays in five bands.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So you guys pared it down to one and started this band, and then your first release was on Imnical Records.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that label.
Yeah.
I'm a big Criminal Code fan.
Oh, yeah.
Criminal Code is sick.
Yeah, they're super cool. And Frustration is cool, too, and Negative Press.
I'm in that band.
Oh, cool. Great. Sometimes I just know the bands, but I don't know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
I don't think I'm supposed to.
No, we're not. We're pretty elusive anyway.
Is that a radio thing? Is that from...
I mean, I'm just going to like give that one to myself, because I would think that people would maybe know me more by my voice than like what I look like, which I think is fine in the world. Yeah, which is like when I come in here into the room and I do video, sometimes I'm always like, you can only video me from the top up. Don't pan down.
Yeah, if you could do that with me too.
Yeah, only from the top up.
Please.
So you guys got signed to Sub Pop, which is really cool. Yeah. How did that happen?
Actually from playing here, because Nick, who hosted Sonic Reducer back then, also works at Sub Pop, and he pitched us to the label, and they liked it.
Yeah.
Good sign.
We had recorded a single, too, that we were going to put out.
Yeah, yeah.
And we kind of threw that at them, too. In that whole era, he kind of talked to us and like, oh, well, we just recorded these songs under the new name, slightly different like approach to it, cut it down to a three-piece. Obviously, I was the new drummer, so we kind of did a different thing, and it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And another cool thing is that you guys work with Jackson Long, who's also an engineer here.
Yeah. He actually engineered that other set that we played when we were called Wet.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It all just came together.
Yeah. And he's recorded some of Alan's other bands, too. And he knows, like, we know a lot of all the same people from, like, Bellingham and stuff around the punk scene and stuff. So
it's like being in a punk band.
We love him. we love Jackson.
Yeah,
Jackson is really great. And you guys recorded the album at Robert Lang Studios.
Yeah.
I recently went there, and I was in awe of all the 90s stuff, all the 90s records all over the walls.
Yeah, we were too. We weren't expecting the amount of, like, you know, lore to just be floating around in there.
Yeah.
The 90s lore.
Yeah, totally. I also like the high ceilings.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's one of the reasons we wanted to record there, because that big open room.
Yeah.
Nice big drum sound.
How long did you guys take to record the album?
We spent 3 days there at Robert Lang, and then we did other days just doing guitar and vocals at other places.
The bulk of the record was recorded on the third day, though.
Yeah.
I think we maybe got one to two tracks the second day.
Yeah, we only recorded there basically a day and a half, because the first 2 days were almost just working out quirks.
Just sussing it out.
Yeah, sussing
it out.
Well, the album sounds very nice and is really fun to listen to.
Thank you.
I had a little moment with how it ended. I just like how it like let me down easy, and I could. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
You fall asleep to that.
Yeah. It has a meditative thing to it.
Well, you know,
I don't know if that's what you guys are going for.
That was like the last song we did, I'm pretty sure. And we just were exhausted and we just let it roll, you know?
Yeah.
That's just how the magic happened.
Right yeah.
There. Well, a lot of magic.
So I'm glad it connected with you because we were pretty much had our eyes closed and we're just forgetting about everything, you know? And I'm being sarcastic.
I was like,
you can't see my face.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or the top down or the bottom down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Cool. I think we should hear some more music.
Okay. Good.
Strange Wilds on KEXP.
Trust it all the same.
was so great. But I thought when you put everything down, you were just going to leave. You were done.
That would be a power.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I'm used to, because that's usually the last song in our set.
Oh, yeah. So it's just like put everything down and rest
and
for a
done,
second.
Yeah.
But you had to put the headphones back on. And that normally doesn't happen.
You see, you know, we just like to get lost in that spot, you know? It's like,
yeah. Whew, no,
it's magic.
I was lost for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything goes in there, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I'm fine with that. I think everybody else is too. The music is really good. So if it wasn't, then maybe we would be like, oh, you guys should all leave. Just leave. But no, that was great. So Paranoia is a really good song. It is like one
of my
favorite singles of the year. And I watched the video recently, and I have these thoughts about it.
Yeah, think away.
So I was like, are they trying to address issues of depression and like things that we don't want to talk about, like peeing your pants and cold sores?
Yeah.
Or were you guys just trying to put something together and I just overanalyzed it?
No, we welcome analyzing.
Yeah.
What's the concept?
Well, Alan had the concept, which was mostly just us playing in a room that's filled up with garbage.
the original concept is that if you notice, like in the video, if you look at like the kick drum or some other things, there's images of nature being like projected on essentially us playing in a pile of trash.
Mm-hmm.
So the original idea was that we'd have that going on, and then we'd flip it, and we'd have images of trash projecting on nature, and it was pretty simple. And then we're like, oh, that's kind of dumb. Maybe we should just like play in a pile of trash, and then, you know, kind of have some images that go with the lyrical content and the name and all that stuff. And so we kind of, and you know, we had a lot of help from our director, who gave us some ideas and did some stuff on his own, and kind of totally felt what we were, you know, doing.
Yeah, that's David Hokia is who directed it.
Cool. Where did you guys film it at?
Mostly in Olympia.
The magical...
Yeah, Magic Kombucha Warehouse.
Yeah, Magic Kombucha
cool.
Warehouse. Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good. We had some while we were in there.
We did.
Yeah, I would drink it like crazy.
I drank way too much.
No reason to be there.
I felt awful while we were doing it because I was like just full of kombucha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper in Olympia?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you work at the pizzeria, it's free, so...
Huh. Well, kind of.
You guys are playing there soon, right?
Yeah. August 9th?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're playing a show up here about 8 at Chop Suey with Screaming Females, who are really great. And then we're playing a late show in Olympia. It's like the tail end of this big punk hardcore festival that's going on.
Cool. What's the name of the festival?
Olympia Hardcore Festival.
Really on the nose.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I wanted to kind of ask you guys about the Northwest hardcore scene. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel like it's happening right now?
Definitely.
Yeah.
More than it was when I first moved here, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely.
There are
yeah.
pockets that grow, you mm-hmm. know? Like 5 years ago, I feel like there was this huge boom in Tacoma, 5+ years ago. There was a venue called The Viaduct there, and there was a huge hardcore scene that blossomed out of that whole thing. And Olympia's has had its, you know, fair share of like really awesome scenes and like groups of bands that'll just kind of appear
yeah.
at once. And you know, it's rare that there's ever a rivalry. It seems like there's a lot of the time it's really, you know, the Seattle scene always comes out to Tacoma. If it's the right thing, you know.
Yeah.
There've definitely been times where there've been things that didn't gel, but the scene right now is really cohesive.
Cool.
And everybody, there's like a huge punk scene happening in Seattle right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that all those guys and everybody comes out to the hardcore shows, and seems like everybody really supports across maybe a divide that didn't used to happen. I'm seeing that more, at least. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
Who are some of the bands that you guys like?
There's tons. Alan's sporting a Gag shirt. That's
yeah,
a band from Olympia.
Awesome.
They're great.
Vex is amazing. They're
yeah,
from Olympia, notch. Too.
Yeah.
We're really excited about them.
Vacant Life from Seattle.
Yeah, Mysterious Skin, who
Mysterious Skin.
Jen hosts the punk show. Now she took over for Nick here. That's a great band.
Yeah.
Nudes. Vats is really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Vats a lot.
Yeah. We just saw them the other day. They're really good.
Well, this was awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was nice to have you guys back as Strange Wilds and to have you guys play on Audio Oasis. I was really looking forward to this. So
cool. Thank you. Yeah, this was great.
Yeah, cool. You've been listening to live music by Strange Wilds here on Audio Oasis 90.3 KEXP Seattle.